Good evening, everybody. Well, thank you for coming out tonight, this evening, to a gospel meeting. And thank you on behalf of the hall that you came out tonight. And let us open with a word of prayer. Our Father, we come before you now and thank you for the gospel and thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you that he came to die for sinners, that everyone in this room who are not saved, that they will come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. He is the only way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank you for this amazing gospel, Father. And he is the good news. He is the gospel, Father. I pray for his souls tonight here that aren't saved, that they might be saved, Father. I pray for this in our Savior's precious name. Amen. So our mission out here tonight is to tell you that you can be saved, that you can go to heaven. And you may be asking, why do I need to be saved? I mean, well, the reason why you have to be saved is because we all have a disease. It's like cancer. It's way, way worse than cancer. We're all born with this disease. It's you may be wondering, where did this disease come from? This disease is sin, by the way. And if you want to turn to Genesis 2, please, verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So God tells this man here not to eat anything of this tree, of this one tree. It's a commandment. There was no sin up to now, up to this point. The man was still perfect in God's sight. So let us turn to Genesis 3, verse 6, please. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. So here, God told this man not to eat of this tree. And here he ate of this tree. And that's where sin entered into the world. Before that, there was no sin. It started with Adam in the Garden of Eden. And since then, sin spread throughout the whole world. Everyone who was born after that was born with sin. He was born on a Broadway. Here on this chart is Broadway. That's where every one of us are born. And then let us go to Genesis 3, verse 23, please. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So when the sin came into the world, this sin separates God from man. God hates sin. Because he is a perfect and a righteous and a pure and holy God. And he can't stand sin. He loves the sinner. He loves all of us. But he can't stand the sin. And this sin has to be taken care of. We cannot come to God with the way we are. We cannot go to heaven if we die in our sins. Because God is pure and holy, can't allow sin into heaven. It has to be forgiven. It has to be taken away. It has to be dealt with, our sin. So what did God do? He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world. He sent him into his world to go all the way to the cross, to die for us on a cross in our stead. Like, he is such a loving God that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son into this world to die for a sinner. And yes, his son was perfect. He was without spot, without blemish. He was the perfect son of God. He had no sin in him. He could not sin. And yet he went to the cross to die for us. Let us go to Mark 15, verse 33, please. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So these 3 hours, God poured our sins, poured the penalty of our sins. He put it on the Lord Jesus Christ. He took our sins and put it on the Lord Jesus Christ, the ones that we have been guilty of, the ones that we were born with. He takes them and puts it on Lord Jesus Christ. And he punishes his son. The sin that we have, he punishes his son in our stead. And he punishes his son. He puts all our wrath of our sin, that God hates sin. He puts the wrath on his son, on his only begotten son. That's how much God loves us. Let's go to, how can we be saved then? What do we do to be saved? Let's go to this wonderful verse of John 3:16. My favorite verse, by the way. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you just believe in him, it says here, there's like no strings attached. "For God so loved the world," that's you and me, that's all of us who are in the world, who are born with sin, that's all of us. "For God so loved us, so loved the world," his great love, "that he gave his only begotten Son," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave it to us, he gave it for a sacrifice of sin, "that whosoever," that's us, that's all of us, "whosoever," whoever's born in this world, "believes in him," believes, that's the key word here, "believes in him should not perish." That if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, and you trust in the finished work of the cross, when Jesus died on the cross, if you just trust in him, you shall not perish. That means go to hell. You shall not go to the lake of fire, but have everlasting life. That is everlasting life. And let's go to Isaiah 53, verse 56, 5, verse 5. He's talking about the Lord Jesus here. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray." So all of us have gone astray from God. We have turned away from God. We have all gone our own ways. We have turned everyone to his own way. "And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." So he has laid our punishment on the Lord Jesus Christ, our iniquities. He laid on the Lord Jesus Christ, God. And he punished his own son for us. So you may be wondering, what about good works? What about good deeds? What about good things that I do? Are they good enough? I mean, you may be counting on those things for salvation. Well, in Romans 3:23 it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So every one of us have sinned. For all have sinned. If you sinned once, you have fallen short of the glory of God. You've broken all the law, all the commandments. God gave his commandments to show us that we are sinners. And if we all have sinned, we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if we sinned once, we cannot go to heaven with our sin. They have to be taken care of. They have to be forgiven. And also Isaiah 64 verse 6. "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." So here it says, "and all our righteousness." So that's all the good works we do. That's like, if we count on these good works, they are like filthy rags in God's eyes. If you count the good works for salvation to get you to heaven, you may be wondering, am I good enough? Does the good outweigh the bad? And if the good outweighs the bad, it's still not good enough. Because we are sinners, and our sin has to be punished. It's not that we are good or bad. And all our righteousness are like filthy rags. It's like a filthy rag. You just throw it away. It's useless in God's eyes. It's dirty. And so how much time do we have? Are we promised tomorrow? We have, like, now is to accept the time. Today is the day of salvation. You cannot push it off. It's like now. Because if you die tonight, where will you be? If you die in your sins, not having trusted Christ as your Savior, where will you be for all of eternity? How long is eternity? How long is our life compared to eternity? Eternity is forever and ever. It doesn't end. It goes on. Our life is just like a vapor of smoke. It goes up in the air and it's gone. That's how long our life is. And eternity is forever and ever. What do you want? Where do you want to go for eternity? That's the question. And you have a choice to make. Either accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and otherwise, can we go to Revelations verse 20? Revelations 20 verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So this is real. This is reality. This is, the Bible says it. And we believe the Bible. And God says it. And here it says, whoever was not found written in the book of life. So it's whoever was not saved in their lifetime. If they died in their sins, they were not written in the book of life. They were cast into the lake of fire. It's so horrible. But that's the punishment for sin. So you have a choice. You can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you don't have to go there. And you can be saved from your sins. You can have your sins forgiven, washed clean in the Lord Jesus, by the blood of Christ. And only by the blood of Christ. I was saved from a religious... I was born in Hutterite Colony. That's where I was. And they taught us to live good, to live a good life, to live by good works, that if you're good enough, you may be going to heaven. And I always feared. I always was. When I came out of Sunday school, I was so depressed every time because I thought there was no hope for me, because like it looked so bleak, and because I thought, am I good enough? I always had this fear, like if I die, am I good enough? And then we left home, my brother and I, my twin brother Derek and I, and we went to Calgary. And there was always this, it was so empty out there, just like working all the time, and there was no fulfillment. It was all emptiness. There was something missing. And I always wanted to come back to Manitoba so bad. It was like something drove me back here. I always just thought about coming back. And then when I was here, and we came to my brother Mark's place, and he took us in, and we went to his he wanted us to come out to gospel meetings. But I was afraid of going out to gospel meetings. I was kind of like, no, I'm good enough with the Hutter. I'm a Hutterite, just good enough. I don't need anything more. And then I was somehow afraid of coming out here. And then once I decided, okay, I'm going to come out to the gospel meeting. And it was like November 11. On Remembrance Day, and Pete Smith was here, having a gospel message, and it was the first time I clearly heard the gospel explained, and that night after gospel meeting, I felt so convicted. I was like, I couldn't live with my sin anymore. I couldn't live with the way I was. I have to be saved, and still I had this problem with, there must be something else. I mean, it must be something else. It has to be more than just believing, more than trusting. Then afterwards, I went at home at Mark's place. We're just like, now I cried out to the Lord to save me. I said, like, please, Lord, save me. I want to be saved. And what must I do? And then this verse, this amazing verse from John 3:16. I heard it like 1,000 times before, but this time it just came into my mind. Like, whosoever believeth, just believeth in him. Put your trust in him. No strings attached. It says believe. It doesn't say do this and that. It says whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. And that's when I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. That day on November 11th, that was my most beautiful day of my life. So I trust it. I hope that you will come to Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And if you do not know this great salvation, please come to Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way, and he can give you life. If you are dead tonight in your sins, Lord Jesus Christ can give you life, and you can go to heaven. You can have this wonderful realization that you can be saved, and that I pray that you will be saved tonight.